Mazel tov in advance. Good morning. Today being the last day of Chanukah, we'll do one more halacha from Hilchot Chanukah, and then we'll go back to the regular daily schedule. Zman hadlakatan miyad b'tzeit kochavim. The time for lighting candles. I know we're not going to do any more of this year, but I guess we can prepare in advance of next year. The time for lighting candles is miyad, immediately, with nightfall. V'lo ya'acher, and one should not delay. V'asur la'asot shum davar kodem hadlaka, and one shouldn't really do anything before they light candles at that time. V'filu lilmod, even learning Torah. Rakim light palo mariv, but if one hasn't done mariv yet, yid palel tchila rather v'achar kach yadlik. So you should daven first and then light candles. And what strikes me is that talking about a zman hadlaka, you could say it's nighttime. Laila is the zman, but it's not just that it's at night. It's miyad, but say kuchavim, it's immediately when nightfall comes, which then breeds the question, why? Why did it have to be immediately when nightfall comes? Any suggestions? When we have a mitzvah. Okay, so there's one very practical answer, is that we're trying to get as much publicity as we can. And at nightfall, right at the beginning, is usually, at least in the old days when they didn't have public lighting, is when, meaning public street lighting, people would start going home when it got dark, so you're going to get the maximum audience. That's true. We also have a principle, Zerizah Makdim LaMitzvah, that we try to do mitzvah as early as possible, but that, again, should be a universal principle. And it strikes me that if we take the symbolic route here, we could suggest that if lighting candles is about combating darkness, combating the powers against us, whether it manifests as Greek, Roman, Babylonian, Persian offensive, that our responsibility is not to be complacent, but to react immediately to combat the darkness. And Mira Noam inspired me yesterday to think about how the news and the narrative has metastasized over the last week to a breaking point for a lot of people, feeling that Jews have been targeted, assaulted, attacked, hacked even, by brutal, horrific figures. And there comes a feeling where we can either be complacent and say, it'll blow over, which, in honesty, is my instinct. But there comes a point at which we have to stand up and combat the darkness. Miyad, we shouldn't just let it roll away. We have to stand up. So my advice, daven first, because that's the one thing we should do before we light candles. But other than that, you should feel free to put a call in to the congressman. I've been told that politicians make a calculation that for every call I get, there are 100 other people who are thinking about it but don't make the call. So if 20 people call, that's like him getting 2,000 calls. That's like him getting 2,000 people knocking at the door. If 100 people call, that's him getting 10,000 calls on his door. Is that my math? Did I get my math right? It's a lot of people calling him, so you should feel free. And there are a lot of things that get in the way. You have to go to the website and then click contact, and then you make a call. And yesterday I called the office in Jamaica to leave a message, and the messages were full. And you're like, forget it. So then you should call the office in D.C., send it to find out. It doesn't take 5 minutes out of your day. It'll make you feel better, and you'll actually be making a difference as well. And I'd encourage you to all do that. Again, not to complain or shout or harass or harangue, but just say, Congressman, I just want you to know this is on my mind. And I hope you take measures to represent our feelings in Congress. And he did tweet about it. He did make a point about it. But we don't just want tweets. We want legislation, activity. The governor suggested changes in legislation so we can prosecute domestic terrorists. And we should encourage political action as well as just tefillah, which we have just done. And we can now take that leap forward.